You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Today's show hasn't even started, and I'm going to give it straight F's. As in Phil and Frank, in the flesh.
Okay, see that move, that was trumped up. A little too trumped up.
They told me to wear glasses. Your star is so bright, I need two pairs of glasses.
Ain't that bright.
Now, I never wear sunglasses.
Even
I don't
in
either.
Arizona, I don't wear sunglasses.
I don't either.
Am I ruining my eyes?
You're squinting a lot. I don't wear them either.
Welcome to PTI, Kornheiser petered out. So here to get us to the weekend is our great friend, Mr. Frank Isola.
Somebody likes you.
Party Nation's capital welcome, Matt.
They like the sunglasses.
State of the Union. Let's start with the Nuggets beating the Celtics last night in what many frame as the NBA Finals preview. Nikola Jokic was his usual triple-double self for Denver, and Aaron Gordon had a nasty putback dunk. On Boston's side, Jaylen Brown was terrific, but MVP candidate Jason Tatum struggled, including missing a wide-open three-pointer that would have given the Celtics the lead late. Frank, is the Nuggets win over the Celtics, after all is said and done, a big deal, little deal, or no deal?
I think it's a big deal, especially since it's the second time that they beat him this year. And you look at the end of the game, Tatum could have salvaged a poor game by knocking down that three. He misses, and look what Nikola Jokic does. He had a great game all night, was keeping them off balance, backing the defender down, backing him down. What's he going to do? He's going to shoot. He's going to kick it out for three. No, he throws it up at the rim for Aaron Gordon. How many dunks in that game? How good was Aaron Gordon? You know, you watch that, and I get it in the Western Conference, I think with Phoenix, and I think with also the Clippers. Could they beat Denver? Possibly. But I still think Denver's the best team because Boston has had the best record in the league. They've played like the best team. They had an 11-game winning streak before they lost to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Denver is going to be a problem for everybody come playoff time. And for the Boston Celtics, I think what's happened to them the last two games, especially the way they played late in the game, the Tatum shot against Cleveland last night, the way Tatum played, I think it knocks them down a few pegs.
Frank, I agree with you straight down the line. First of all, I think it's a fairly big deal. I don't want to totally overstate it, but we're late in the season now. We only got 20 games left. Denver beat them twice. And I'm going to tell you, the bigger thing is that Joker in these games plays like what he is, which is the best player in the world. Jason Tatum doesn't.
No.
And you're still wondering about big games. I'm not saying he can't. I'm not saying he won't. But you got to prove it, ultimately. You got to show that you have that in those big games. I thought Jaylen Brown looked like he was saying, "Give me, I'm ready for the smoke." And Tatum, I just wonder about. And Denver, they have that foursome. And now they filled in around it. And I think they're as good, if not better, than they were last year. And they got still some time. So Boston just won 11 straight. Again, let's not get crazy. They're the best team in the East. It was crazy, though, that they were the favorite somehow in Denver. What? And then not paying attention in Vegas? They're a little lightheaded. The odds makers, they don't know that 5280 is 5,280 feet above sea level. And every player we've ever talked to over the years, what do they say?
It's a hard place to play.
It's a difficult place to
especially
play.
Especially on a back-to-back. This wasn't a back-to-back. They had a day off.
It wasn't. So, but I'm looking at Denver saying, okay, who in the West can challenge them? It's a small list. I'm not even sure about Phoenix. I mean, the Clippers, if they're right, and if they're all healthy, the Clippers. I don't know that anybody else can, Frank. I think they're starting to separate.
But, you know, the Phoenix did beat them 2 days earlier.
Yeah.
My thing about this trip for Boston, if you look at it for Jason Tatum, and Jason Tatum's a terrific player, I think he wants to be the MVP, and if you're the best player on the best team, that's going to go a long way. Look what happened in Cleveland, where they blow a 22-point lead. He takes what I didn't like the shot that he took at the end of the game. You know, you got to when you're down one, you got to go quicker. Then look at what happened to him last night, and then they get Phoenix this weekend. Those were going to be three big games to him in the first two.
And that was bigger.
It makes you wonder about Nikola Jokic winning again. And I'll say this about Nikola Jokic, and I've said it before. He doesn't have an all-star in his top eight. None of those players. And Jamal Murray should have been an all-star. He's never been one.
Murray is legit.
Never been one, right?
I know.
Name me the great player that's winning championships without a fellow all-star.
Well,
he's already won one. He could get
Murray's
a second
got
one.
An asterisk. He's an all-star. I don't care what the voters say.
He should have made it. All right. We need to talk about last night's most spectacular highlight. How about this? Anthony Edwards' game-saving block. Aaron Nesmith was driving to tie the game for the Pacers when Edwards launched and blocked the layup attempt at the buzzer to save the Wolves' win. Wow. Edwards hit his head on the rim and said he had never jumped that high in his life. Mike, what's your word for Edwards' block?
I got two. MVP. That's the first one. Now I'm going to go even further. You think MVP is going for? I'm going to go further. You know, I'm going to go to a place I don't go. Jordan-esque. Because it was. You can have, you know, Jason Tatum is a fine candidate for MVP. All right? Luka Doncic can't even fantasize making that kind of defensive play because he's never made one, not even in his dreams. Luka Doncic, great, wondrous player. He ain't that. That play galvanizes. That play rallies.
Yep.
That play saves. On a day in which you lose your veteran guy for at least a month, your presumed previous other best player, speaking of championship player, another all-star, come on, man. He plays with a joy and a rage that reminds me of you-know-who. Look, right now, here's the three MVP candidates. Jokic, SGA, Ant-Man. That's it. Those three, and he may be it. If he keeps Minnesota in the one or two spot without Karl Anthony Towns going down with this meniscus tear, I'm writing his name on my one line, Anthony Edwards. And I don't understand why people are overlooking him. People have him ninth. Again, Vegas, I don't know what they're on in Vegas or who they're listening to. This kid is the deal.
All right, so you're right about so much of this because he has this great offensive game, but it's a defensive play that wins the game. And the best players in the league, and the best players in the league get it done on both ends of the court.
Both ends.
And he did in that moment. I kind of got a kick out of the fact he blocked with his left hand because remember at the All-Star game, which was in Indianapolis, he said he was going to do everything with his left hand.
Yeah.
He did that.
He did
last night. It's funny you bring up Jordan because I've watched him play in person a couple of times. I'm not saying he's Michael Jordan.
No.
His body movement and the shots that he takes does have a little bit of Michael Jordan in them.
The explosion, the confidence, the absolute certainty he's going to make the play he wants.
But there were times, I saw a game this year where he's kind of cruising through the game. Then in the last 5 minutes, he played at a different level than everybody else out on the court. The guy is a terrific, brilliant player. And here's another thing about him. You see him after the game with the smile on his face. There's kind of an endearing quality about him. There's an innocence about him. He's a character
without
trying to force being a character.
Rage
it comes naturally
and
for him.
Joy. Did you see how he sprang up after he takes a fall most guys would have been down
thinking,
a week for?
Well,
a soccer player would have been out for a month.
A soccer player's not jumping that high, nor is he hitting his head on the backboard.
No.
But he hit his head. He landed on his wrist.
And his
leg was
all messed. Let's go. And he's ready to go again.
That is
if we're redrafting. We're drafting the whole league right now. Joker 1. Anthony Edwards, 2. You can have everybody else. You take them.
I might pick Tatum ahead of him.
Huh?
Still.
You watching? You watched last night?
All right, so it's not just one night. Tatum's been to a finals.
Come on now.
Been to a bunch
of conference.
This kid's
younger.
Don't forget. By how much?
And now, we're not going to settle this tonight, to the NFL where Russell Wilson is out and about. The Broncos notified Wilson earlier this week that they intend to release him. So Wilson traveled to New Jersey, Frank's Hood, for what was termed an exploratory meeting with the New York Football Giants before traveling to Pittsburgh this morning to meet with the Steelers. Frank, would the Giants or the Steelers be the better landing spot for Wilson?
I don't think he can go wrong in either one. Both organizations are kind of the same. It's the Marys and the Rooneys. The families have married before. I would say New York for this reason. I think his wife, she's the big famous singer, Ciara.
Yeah.
I think she wants to be in New York. About 10 days ago, they were both about 2 weeks ago, they were both at a net game together with their kids. So who knows, maybe they're house hunting. Both teams could certainly use them. I don't think there's any question about that. And with Daniel Jones who signed that huge contract, if he's released after next season, it only costs the Giants about $22 million in dead money, which is a famous, you know, that's a favorite NFL term. I don't think he can go wrong in either places. I think he wants to play for the Giants. I think it would make a lot of sense for the Giants with the team that they have. And you're going to, he won't survive in the New York market. The Giants are treated differently than every team in New York. The sky is not falling after every game like it is for the Yankees
only
and the Jets and the Knicks. It's a little bit different.
Only every other day. He and Ciara can afford two places. They can live in Pittsburgh and New York.
I'm trying to break up the family.
I'm sorry.
The family.
If I can do it, he damn sure can do it, okay? You don't have to live in the same place when you have that status and that profile, and in his case, not mine, that kind of wealth. I don't want to hear that. New York would be a disaster for Russell Wilson.
Disaster.
Have you seen the personality of Russell Wilson? Have you seen how quirky he is and how teammates react to him? True. And you're going to do all that in New York City where you got everything from page six to, come on now.
You're worried about his quirkiness. Odell Beckham played there.
Frank, Beckham is not quirky. Beckham's famous.
Russell Wilson's kind of famous, too.
Russell Wilson's quirky first.
But he knows that he needs to salvage his career. By the way, Pittsburgh, last year, 26 touchdowns, 8 interceptions.
He needs some guardrails. The Pittsburgh Steelers provide that.
So do the Giants.
It's New York. Huh? This is a disaster waiting to happen. I don't believe he can survive. I don't believe it works. Let me not say survive. I don't want to say that. I don't believe it works for him in New York. Playing for either of those franchises.
You don't think there's going to be a ton of pressure on him playing in for Pittsburgh? You're making it more about stuff happening off the field.
No, I like the clubhouse. I like the coach. I like Mike Tomlin being in charge of Russell Wilson and not anything in New York.
100%. But there have been some players recently with the Steelers that have gone astray. Again, I don't think he can go wrong either way. I think his family wants to be in New York. I think that's where he's going to end up.
Let them go. And you get on that flight, that private plane.
Who'd you rather have, Anthony Edwards or Russell Wilson?
37 minutes.
Who'd you rather have?
You know the answer to that.
You had him compared to Jordan. Now you got him number two in the league?
Yeah.
One game.
Yeah. No, it's not one game. I've been saying this all season. Anthony Edwards is getting ignored. It's stupid. He's going to lead Minnesota to the top record? Huh?
If he does it without
Doncic, where's
impressive.
His team?
He's been to a conference finals, Mike.
Where's his team? That's not a lifetime achievement. It's not a lifetime achievement award. It's this year.
All right, so
it's
this
now.
Moment, you're 100%
so
right.
So don't tell me that other people on Dallas are ahead of this kid now.
I didn't say that.
Well, I'm saying that.
But I'm telling you that he has accomplished something before.
Oh, that's before. Not lifetime achievement.
I never should have brought the word Jordan.
Let's take a
Biggest
break.
Mistake I made.
Coming up, 7th-ranked UNC faces 9th-ranked Duke tomorrow. But there got to be better games on the schedule than that.
And who has the edge in Sunday's Gold Cup final between the U.S. women and Brazil? It could be Mother Nature. Did you see the game the other night with the puddles?
Enough of Mother Nature and soccer this week.
Yeah.
I know you got to love Ant Edwards. You got to.
I do.
I know.
Great player, great personality.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Time to put the L in Isola. See what I did there. What's first?
Toss up, and it's a three-way. More intriguing college game tomorrow. Number 14, Kansas at number 1, Houston. Number 15, Kentucky at number 4, Tennessee. Or number 7, UNC at number 9, Duke.
You know, for most of my life, I would immediately jump to Carolina Duke, and that's not even, I don't even know if it's in my top 3 or top 5.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's a, you know, a Dick Vitale museum game.
Yep.
Seriously. Kansas against Houston. That's the game. The best conference in the country is either the Big 12 or the Big 10. Those are your choices. That's the marquee game in the Big 12. People don't even know what Houston is like. Again, familiarize yourself, people, before we get to bracket time a week from Sunday. Houston, Kansas, that's the game.
I'm going to go with Tennessee, Kentucky, and, of course, Dalton Knecht, who's terrific, averaging over 20 points a game.
He is.
They're a really good defensive team, Tennessee. So Tennessee has never been a number one seed. Winning this weekend goes a long way to getting a number one seed. Rick Barnes, when he was at Texas, was a number one. But Tennessee as a school, and you think about the tradition of that program going all the way back to the Ernie and Bernie show.
Before, there was no seeding back when Ernie and Bernie were doing it.
Even our guy, Allen Houston, when he played.
Allen Houston, yes.
Right? So they have a chance to be a number one seed. Kentucky, though, I'll tell you this year they've scored over 100 points six times. In John Calipari's career there, they've only done it 24 times, six times this year.
Best of those six teams is who?
Houston.
I agree on that. Yep. What's next?
Toss up, who you got in Sunday's Gold Cup final, the USA or Brazil?
Frank, this is really hard because we're used to Brazil being something that it wasn't or hasn't been lately.
Yep.
And now they're only like number 11 in the world rankings. That's something else we're not used to. We're not used to seeing Brazil internationally on the big, big, big stage like a game like this without Marta.
That's right.
Their longtime star who's, you know, now gone. And so you look at this but they've dominated the competition so far while the United States, I'm not going to say struggled, but has been challenged.
Yep.
I'm not going to go out here and pick. I don't know enough about it. You know more about this. But these are two teams that we think we're used to and we're not.
Yeah. No, that
both on the rebuild.
Yeah, absolutely. And remember, you know, a week ago, the U.S. lost to Mexico 2-0. You don't see that very often.
Right.
But this, you know, I think the United States is going to win. This is a big year for them. You get the Paris Olympics, obviously. Lindsey Horan is such a good player. She's the one that controls everything in the midfield. She's one of the top midfielders.
She got some help now.
But they, you know,
Jaden Shaw.
She's terrific. But they need Trinity Rodman to start scoring some goals as well. So Sophie Smith had a goal the last game as well. But the back line, it's interesting. They gave up two goals against Canada. It's hard to judge some of these games because, especially the last game, they were playing in
couldn't
with puddles.
Judge anything in that.
So it wasn't really. I give the U.S. a lot of credit because they fought the conditions and they won the game. I think the game on Sunday, why it's up against the Oscars, I have no idea. But I think the game will be a much better played game just because the conditions will be a lot better.
Let's hope so. Rain stops.
It was terrible. Well, they played a doubleheader that day, so they didn't get it. They played back-to-back games, so they didn't get a chance to cover the field. Exactly. Wasn't good.
That's it. Let's take one last break. But still to come, Steph Curry leaves last night's loss with an ankle injury.
And Inter Miami turns what looks like a loss into a draw. That's Luis Suarez. He once bit an Italian guy, Mike.
Bit?
He wanted Italian
bit?
For dinner. He bit Chiellini. Out of line.
I got to hear more about this later.
Took a bite out of him.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Pardon the Interruption is brought to you by Allstate. You're in good hands.
Time to get happy, people. Happy 71st birthday, Jim Rice. The Hall of Famer spent all 16 of his major league seasons with the Boston Red Sox. In 1975, he and fellow rookie Fred Lynn finished third and first in AL MVP voting for a team that made it to a classic World Series, falling in seven to the Big Red Machine. Three seasons later, Rice won an MVP of his own, hitting .315 with 46 home runs, 139 runs batted in. But Boston lost a one-game tiebreaker to the Yankees and Bucky Bleepin' Dent. Rice's number 14 was retired by the Red Sox in 2009. The same year he was elected to Cooperstown. Jim Rice, Frank, is the biggest, strongest baseball player I ever saw before Mark McGwire.
Yeah, he was a feared hitter. How about this? By the time he retired, the Red Sox had 50 years of Hall of Famers in left field.
Left field, yeah.
Rice, Yaz, and Teddy Ballgame.
Amazing.
Ted Williams. How incredible is that?
Just those three guys roaming that position.
Half a century.
It's amazing. I was covering baseball. I got to see Jim Rice quite a bit covering the Orioles in those days. Happy anniversary, Jeff Van Gundy. On this day, 28 years ago, you replaced Don Nelson as head coach of the New York Knickerbockers. Van Gundy had been a Knicks assistant under four head coaches, Stu Jackson, John McLeod, Pat Riley, and then Nelly. After getting elevated to the main gig, Van Gundy held it for nearly seven seasons, winning 248 regular season games and making the playoffs six times, losing the 99 NBA Finals to the Spurs. But the image so many people still have of Van Gundy's Knicks years is him holding on to the leg of Alonzo Mourning. I know he has to hate this video.
Yep.
During that dust-up between the Knicks and Heat in the 98 playoffs, I miss Jeff and I miss seeing him. I'm happy to tell you,
all right, Frank. It's hard to believe that was 28 years ago. After the announcement was made, myself and two other reporters were in the hotel room interviewing Jeff.
Wow.
That night, he lost to a terrible Sixers team.
Wow.
2 days later, Madison Square Garden. You know who he beat for his first ever win?
Who?
Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Dennis Rodman, Michael Wilbon, and the 72-win Chicago Bulls. How about that for your first ever win?
Guess who ultimately got the best of that?
That's, well, you know, things were kind of...
I do miss Jeff.
Slanted in your
love
favor.
Jeff
because of 23.
I do. Happy trails to a win for Nashville over Inter Miami. Jacob Schaffelberg scored twice to put Nashville up at home last night. His second, a screamer into the upper right corner. Lionel Messi got Inter Miami back into it with a goal in the 52nd minute until Nashville's Shaq Moore appeared to seal it late. But Moore's goal was overturned when VAR deemed him to have been offside. Come on now. Luis Suarez then tied the game with a header and stoppage time. The two teams face each other again in Miami Wednesday in this round of 16 matchup of the CONCACAF Champions Cup.
Needless to say, they're not happy in Nashville. VAR, much like a lot of the video reviews, it slows everything down. In a situation like that where it's so hard to score goals anyway, you know, his body isn't a full body length in front of the defender. It's terrible. It happens all the time in England. It's happening now in the MLS. Yeah. It destroys what should be great moments, and Nashville got robbed last night, at home no less.
I'm going to see a Premier League game. I don't want the game I'm watching decided by that jump.
That's right. You're right.
No errors today. We're running out of show. Let's go to the big finish. The NHL trade deadline has passed. Frank, what was the most impactful move?
Jake Guentzel from Pittsburgh to the Carolina Hurricanes. 22 goals, 30 assists. That's a big-time move. How about Steph Curry? He left last night's loss to the Bulls with ankle issues. Is that a cause for concern?
3 minutes left in that game. Steph goes right to the tunnel. You get worried. Look, that team is 0-3 without Steph Curry for three games this year. They can't miss Steph Curry trying to get to the playoffs, not the play-in.
Are they a contender?
They will be if Steph is healthy.
All right.
Joey Votto has agreed to a minor league deal with the Blue Jays. Is that significant?
I guess it is. He only batted 202 last year. But maybe the Blue Jays are doing what the Raptors did. The Raptors brought in R.J. Barrett, Kelly Olynyk, who are from Canada.
Locals.
Joey Votto.
Locals.
From Toronto.
There you go.
College football playoff leaders may drop the auto buys for the Big Ten and the SEC after
good.
A public backlash. Does that make sense?
It didn't just make sense. It's good. You earned that distinction, right? You don't just granted it. Because you got the biggest TV markets or you got the biggest, richest conference. I'm a Big Ten guy. I hated that notion.
It's not good.
It isn't. Last one. The Washington Wizards try to snap their 16-game losing streak at home tonight against the Hornets. You and I can get there. We can make tip-off, huh? What are we doing?
Where's the game being played? In Virginia or is it in D.C.?
Virginia is off the budget. It's
My guy Brian Keith, the interim coach there. I need him to win. They'll win tonight. Okay, don't worry about it.
They should win.
We're out of time. Thanks for watching. I'm Frank Isola.
And I'm Mike Wilbon. Have a great weekend, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. Wizards will win. Your sports center.
Anthony Edwards just texted. He said, thank you.
He should.
He said he would take Tatum.
Yeah, I'm going to text some people.
He said, Frank's right. I take Tatum myself.
Ant-Man.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.